The city of the future could be coming to the Valley of the Sun. Bill Gates' Belmont Partners investment firm just invested $80 million to jumpstart development of a so-called smart community in Arizona. America has a history of planned communities, from the post-World War II suburbia of Levittown to Celebration, Disney's homage to small-town America. Can these communities live up to expectations? With me to talk about that is Stefan Schmidt, professor of city and regional planning at Cornell University. So generally, Stefan, what do you think of planned communities and so-called smart cities?
Well, usually when people refer to smart cities, they have something very specific in mind, and that's generally the use of technology and or available data to make cities smarter, more efficient, healthier, more sustainable, in general, more responsive. Right, so they rely on, you know, expansion in cloud computing, developments in machine learning, you know, the use of cheaper, more accessible sensors and drones to collect data, but also mobilization of citizens and mobile technology to participate civically in local governance. I'm thinking specifically now of the New York City 311 app, which has been used to, you know, help the city collect data on the built environment.
When it comes down to specialized communities, whether it's something behind a tech hub or something else, is there an appetite for it, I guess?
Good question. So there's actually a very long history of, you know, what you're referring to as specialized communities or intentional communities dating back to the 19th century. Some of these had religious overtures. Others were organized around specific economic or social goals. And more recently, you know, organized around environmental or sustainability goals. So there's been sort of an evolution. But the principle has always been similar in that, you know, these are well-intentioned places, but the idea of self-sufficiency is often elusive, right? These are communities that are often dependent on the regional economy to provide jobs, to provide infrastructure and other services. And, you know, again, based on the description here, it sounds like the Gates Project will be similar.
These will be communities that will be run by, occupied by humans. But theoretically, does the advancement in technology in so many ways make something like this more or less achievable in terms of goals? I mean, does the technology and the fact that that is changing rapidly make it maybe more possible to attain some sort of community or society that some people may want?
I'm skeptical. The attachment or the movement of people to communities and the sort of sorting of people along demographic lines, increasingly people are making choices based on sort of lifestyle decisions based on amenities, you know, and things like that, and not necessarily on, you know, the availability of free Wi-Fi or those sorts of considerations. So placing a humongous or very large sprawling community in the outskirts of Phoenix, Arizona, in an area that is, you know, faces severe natural resource restrictions in terms of availability of water, you know, by some measures extreme heat days will be exacerbated by climate change in the Phoenix area, you know, strikes me as more of a longer term drawback to a place like this.
Have you heard of any other projects? I don't mean like this, but has this been something that has gained momentum, lost momentum? I think post-World War II, maybe there were more ideas like this. Is this sort of a cyclical thing?
Yes. There, after the Second World War, particularly in Europe, there was a huge concerted effort by a lot of governments who at that time were the only repositories of large amounts of capital to build a lot of communities. England, Great Britain is probably the prime example. I think they built somewhere upwards of 30, 32 new towns to absorb a lot of population growth and to, you know, as a way of offsetting the this destruction of the Second World War. That began to fall out of favor starting in the 1970s. The United States even experimented with some of these new towns as well. But planning at that scale generally fell out of favor starting in the 70s and certainly in the 1980s. There has of late been a resurgence, again, particularly with sort of environmentally or ecologically sustainable communities. A lot of this, though, has been in other countries. I'm thinking now of Masdar City in the Middle East, which is similar in that it's an intentional community built in the desert, so there's some parallels there. But also in Asia as well, there's been a number of examples. The Indian government right now is planning for 100 smart cities. So there's definitely been a somewhat of a resurgence of late, but again, it's a lot of the same issues as well. In this case, with smart cities in particular, there's equity considerations to take into account. A lot of these places are being built for very specific sectors, IT, so highly educated, upper class clientele or demographic, and that tends to exacerbate segregation, and there's certainly some equity considerations there.
Stefan Schmidt is a professor of city and regional planning at Cornell University.